From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Entertainer Michael Jackson will be eulogized today by A-list celebrities in Los Angeles. His public memorial service follows a private funeral earlier today. From member station KPCC, Steve Julian reports.
Among those who are lending their voices to Jackson's memorial ceremony are Stevie Wonder, Mariah Carey, Usher, and Martin Luther King III. Fewer than 20,000 people have tickets to get into the ceremony at L.A. Staples Center. About 1.5 million applied. Jackson's ex-wife, Debbie Rowe, backed out of attending, fearing her presence would be an unnecessary distraction. The service will be broadcast for free on about 50 theaters across the country. The legal wrangling over Jackson's estate will not be laid to rest. A judge has appointed two men to oversee his half-billion-dollar estate over the objections of Jackson's mother. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
President Barack Obama is at the end of his brief visit to Russia. Speaking to an audience today at the New Economics School in Moscow, the president says the U.S. and Russia are not destined to be opponents. Instead, he says both countries must move past the stalemate of the Cold War.
But I believe that on the fundamental issues that will shape this century, Americans and Russians share common interests that form a basis for cooperation.
Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin says new ties between his country and the United States can be furthered. Reports from Xinjiang province, China, indicate more than 150 people have been killed in fighting between Muslim Uyghurs and ethnic Han Chinese. The local government has imposed a curfew to limit violence. NPR's Anthony Kuhn is in Xinjiang's provincial capital, Urumqi.
The violence started on Sunday night with Uyghurs protesting an earlier clash on June 26th at a toy factory in southern Guangdong province. That turned violent with many rioters attacking cars and passers-by. The death toll was at more than 140 then. It's now risen above 150 with more than 800 people injured.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Urumqi, Xinjiang province. A top lawyer for the Pentagon says the Obama administration wants to bring back military commissions to try terrorism detainees. The Pentagon's general counsel says changes to the commissions would make the process fair and credible. These were set up under the Bush administration. Minnesota Senator-elect Al Franken has been sworn into office. The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled the Democrat won the election, defeating Republican incumbent Norm Coleman. Franken now becomes a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 100 points at 8,223. The Nasdaq is down 25 points at 1,762. This is NPR. Pope Benedict XVI is calling for a new financial order in the world guided by the common good. Benedict's third encyclical, the most authoritative papal document, comes on the eve of the Group of Eight Industrialized Nations Summit meeting in Italy. NPR's Silvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
The title is Charity and Truth. It was 2 years in the making and delayed to incorporate the global economic crisis. It touches on many of the issues that will be discussed at the G8 summit. Benedict laments that greed is the cause of the worst economic downturn since the Depression. He calls for a new financial order with real teeth and says profit is useful if it serves as a means toward an end, adding that once profit becomes the exclusive goal, if it is produced by improper means and without the common good as its ultimate end, it risks destroying wealth and creating poverty. While acknowledging that globalization has lifted billions of people out of misery, Benedict blames unbridled growth for having caused numerous problems such as mass migration flows, environmental degradation, and loss of faith in the world market. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy is criticizing air traffic control procedures that leave information gaps over flight paths, especially over the Atlantic Ocean. Sarkozy, who met the president of Brazil today, is commenting on the fate of an Air France jet that went down in the Atlantic last month, killing more than 200 people aboard. Reports from Pakistan indicate Pakistani fighter jets and suspected U.S. missiles attacked militants today along the Afghan border. The reports, which have not been confirmed, claim 12 militants were killed. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.